You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
For over a year, we've been asking for the last 50 pages. This is what the 50 pages look like, okay?
You redacted all the information.
Will you commit to provide us the last 50 pages as relates to the origin of the coronavirus?
Senator, I absolutely will commit to make sure we follow up with you on your request to get some of that information.
That is not true. Redacted. Redacted.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Which is your favorite nickname that Trump's given you so far? Is it Ron de Sanctimonious or Meatball Ron?
I don't know how to spell de Sanctimonious. I don't really know what it means, but I kind of like it's long. It's got a lot of vowels. I mean, so
just don't call me late for dinner.
You think you could beat Biden?
I think so.
Good afternoon, evening. Close.
So you're running?
No, I didn't say that. I just said I think I could.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
There's nothing like filing a Freedom of Information Act request and waiting for days, weeks, months for it to come in. And finally, they tell you, we're sending it over. And then when they send it over, it's all black marks through everything. And it's redacted to protect sources and methods. They've never been on the level when it comes to producing information that embarrasses them. You know, I would say the Archdiocese of Boston was more forthright during the priest sex abuse scandal, much more forthcoming with information than any federal agencies, especially. You know, city and state agencies are bad too, but the feds are the worst of all, as Congress is discovering once again. This is not the first time this has happened. Anyway, welcome to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. If you would like to join us, that's always the number to use. The first thing I want to say today is I want to thank everybody who called their AT&T or their direct service, DirecTV service providers. Newsmax is back on DirecTV as of tomorrow. 13 million people who did not have access to DirecTV since late January, they're going to get it back again tomorrow. The deal was structured over the weekend between AT&T, the corporate owners of DirecTV, and Newsmax TV down here in Boca Raton, where I broadcast from, and I'm on the Newsmax stream. It's great. I really appreciate it. Everybody here appreciates everything everybody did to help us, you know, to pressure AT&T and DirecTV to put us back on. Thank you very much. We do have a great appreciation and gratitude for what you did. 844-500-4242. Now, The drama, such as it is, or should I say the melodrama, continues in New York City. The indictment has not taken place. There was going to be a meeting of the grand jury that's considering the Kangaroo Court, Star Chamber, Banana Republic, police state charges against Donald Trump over nothing. And they were supposed to meet today. There was going to be a final witness, supposedly. We don't know for sure, but that's what the sources say. The gathering, the grand jury gathering, was canceled this morning. I guess they're saying the witness, the last witness. They originally thought that Cohen was going to be the last witness. I don't know who else was going to testify anyway. I don't know who else testified. And so then this Robert Costello came in, who was the former lawyer for Cohen, and he basically impeached everything that Cohen had said. And Cohen is, of course, a convicted perjurer, a convicted wire fraudster, lied to Congress, among many other other crimes, has done time. And so Costello is a above reproach former federal prosecutor and defense attorney for, among others, Rudy Giuliani, Steve Bannon, et cetera. And so they were going to bring it. They were going to use Cohen as a rebuttal witness after Costello had said that basically Cohen was lying. And then they decided not to call Cohen to get back to the grand jury. That's what he said to the press. And so there was going to be another witness today, and he apparently couldn't make it, or at least that's what the news stories are saying. So the grand jury members have been told to be on standby tomorrow in case they're called in. So we don't know what the situation is. But, this is they're ginning up the panic among it's not, that's the wrong word, panic. It's the glee among the deep state operatives in the Democrat Party and in the media. It's the same thing, and they want to just milk this moment for this magic moment, for all it's worth. This enchanted evening, so that and just savor every moment of it, waiting for Trump to be. Mugshotted. I think mugshotting and all the memes that are going around that he's being brought in, they Photoshop his head onto someone being brought into court in handcuffs or wrestling with New York City cops out on the street, and it's just such a travesty what's going on. And as I said in my column today, and I've been saying this for the last couple of days since all of this started over the weekend. I mean, be careful what you wish for, Democrats. I can't read their minds, and I don't know that they have a unanimous opinion whether they're trying to get Trump the nomination by making him a martyr or whether they're trying to deny him the nomination because they're that frightened of him. I don't know. I don't know if they'd rather run against DeSantis or against Trump. They've prevailed. I'm not going to say they defeated him, but they prevailed over Trump once before. So maybe they think they could do it again. But obviously, Biden had nothing on his fastball in 2020 and has got a lot less now. And it's going to be tough to push him over the finish line again. I mean, did they make a follow-up to Weekend at Bernie's? I think they did. I don't think it did very well, though. And I don't think Weekend at Brandon's is going to do any better than the follow-up to the sequel to Weekend at Bernie's. And so there's another point here too, that this takes the attention off of the ongoing disasters that are just unfolding in the United States under Biden.
Good afternoon, evening. Close.
Was that today? That was yesterday. Okay, yesterday. Good afternoon, evening. Close. Okay. Can I have that one too? It's almost time for an all dialogue guaranteed verbatim column. I got about 30 cuts to go through tonight. I think it's time, including the poem. By the way, the poem, that guy Robert Blanco, I was wondering, what is that poem, even by modern day free verse standards, is pretty terrible. And I was wondering, why did they read this poem? It can't be because he's from Cuba, because they don't care. They don't like Cubans. They want people coming in from Honduras and Guatemala. They can control them more than they can Cubans. It can't be that he's from Maine. That's where he lives now, sort of. Then I read up on him on Wikipedia. He's married and he has a husband. Okay, I got it. There was a poem, the most famous poet from Deerfield Academy was a guy, I don't know if he's still alive now, But I read a couple of his poems, and I said, these are very good poems. I said, why is this guy getting all this publicity? And I found out that he shares something with Robert Blanco, Cuban poet, that Joe Biden tried to read his poetry yesterday. So I get it. I understand. 844-500-4242. 860, is there a GOP candidate running against this district attorney? I'm thinking it might be good to send a campaign donation. This is Manhattan. The only fight is in the Democrat primary. And this guy, the way he got elected, and, you know, people have been playing the cut on TV the last few days, his platform was, I'm going to indict Trump, you know? And now he's on the verge of indicting him or having his grand jury indict him on charges that don't make any sense. So I wrote my column today, and some moonbat writes in and says, you don't even know what you're talking about. He used campaign funds to pay off the prostitute. No, he didn't. That's the thing with these Democrats. They just make it up.
These are facts. Check them out.
These are facts. Check them out. He used his own money. Cohen, the disbarred jailbird lawyer who's now going to testify against him, he's the one who made the initial payments. And Trump then repaid Cohen for the $130,000 in payments. And I guess there were four checks, is my understanding. Three of them were signed by either Donald Trump Jr. or Weisselberg, the guy that they convicted of the terribly serious crime of taking a corporate car. And one check was signed by Donald Trump, and that's it. But what they're saying is that because it helped Trump in his campaign, purportedly, I mean, no one really knows, because it supposedly helped Trump in his campaign, it was an in-kind contribution, political contribution. But you know what else was an in-kind contribution to? His marriage. Because do you think Melania would have liked to have known, now that she does know, of course, but do you think she would have liked to know that he'd been sleeping with a porn star a year after he got married to her? You know? I mean, people make NDAs. Sometimes you settle with somebody, a non-disclosure agreement. It has nothing to do with sex. It's just you insulted somebody or you made some kind of slurring remark. And about anything, people can try to sue you or embarrass you, go to the press about anything, you know. And once you file the lawsuit, then it's all public record. You know, you don't have to worry about the press doesn't have to worry about being sued. Once it's in a filing, you just go with whatever you got. That's why I love depositions as a reporter. I just studied that. I put my feet up and study them. Got my highlighter out, you know, and I'm just checking off everything because I know everything is okay. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. It's getting warmer. The daylight savings time is back. Obviously, the days are longer. Summer can't be far away. Spring is already here. That means we're getting closer and closer to grilling time, and that means you need the best quality meats available, and that means Omaha Steaks. You can't go wrong with ordering Omaha Steaks. They have the best meats, the best poultry, the best seafood, the best everything. Spring is in the air. Spring grilling is coming. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy for you to spring into something delicious with their semi-annual 50% off site-wide sale. 50% off. Grab all your favorites like tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, juicy burgers, incredible air-chilled chicken, and decadent desserts. Plus, when you go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Howie at checkout, you'll get an additional $30 off your order. It's the perfect way to get fired up and spring into something special. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, use code Howie, at checkout and take advantage of this deal. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, and you're going to want to hurry because 50% off statewide is only happening for a limited time. So don't miss your chance to save. Visit omahasteaks.com, use code Howie at checkout, and get an additional $30 off when you shop their semi-annual sale right now. Minimum order may be required to get the $30 off, but use code Howie. 50% off site-wide. It only comes twice a year. Now's your chance to take advantage of it. I'm Howie Carr.
I subscribe to the law of contrary public opinion. If everyone thinks one thing, then I say bet the other way.
Howie Carr.
Years and years of profit-driven radio shows, whatever, turning the base into this angry, fearful, victimized group of people.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. The pre-election rally is over. I think that's safe to say at this point after the bank collapses of the last 2 weeks. This is all the more reason for you to protect your assets. You need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at monetarygold.com/Howie. Grace was talking at the end of her show about somehow she got onto the subject of whether or not the House Republicans should go ahead and impeach Biden. And, they were going back and forth. I thought it might make a good poll question, though. So, Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is should House Republicans begin impeaching Biden now? Yes, no, why bother without the votes in the Senate to convict? Or not yet, let's wait for more high crimes and misdemeanors to turn up.
I'd say let's wait for more high crimes and misdemeanors. I mean, Comer and Jordan, among others, seem to be onto some stuff.
35% say we should wait, 33% say no, why bother, and 32% say yes, let's do it now.
That's close. That's a real dogfight, a three-way dogfight. 844-500-4242. Someone's 917 says it doesn't even have to be a real accusation. Anything will do if you file a lawsuit. That's true. That's true. And you put it in, and I or anyone else can run with it. I remember there was a state rep many years ago, and he was in a divorce, and his wife said that he had done number two in the kitchen sink. And she just made it up, as far as I could tell. And he called me up and he said, "How will you know that's not true?" And I said, "And I'm going to put your denial high up in the story. But how can you ask me not to cover a story of a statesman who was accused of doing number two in the kitchen sink by his wife? It's a public document, representative." And I did it. Later, I ran into him on the street and I gave him a couple of my books. I don't feel a lot of guilt for anything I ever write, but I figured he deserved a couple of free books off of me. 844 after I did that to him. 844-500-4242. Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Just thinking about, this whole thing cost Trump about $100,000 to Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, a little over. Yeah.
The Mueller report cost $43 million and no one's going to jail? Like, I don't get it. Who's guilty of saying that Trump's a Russian agent? I want to know that. How come no one's investigated this? How come Congress isn't looking into this now?
I know. That's what I say. You know who paid for that report that created that whole turmoil for 3 years, turned the country's political system on its head for 3-4 years? Hillary Clinton paid for that, and she used cutouts. She used a lot more cutouts than Donald Trump used to get the money to Stormy Daniels. And you know what her fine was? I've said this before, but it bears repeating: $8,000 for creating the Russian collusion hoax. That's what she was fined. $8,000, and they want to put Trump in prison for doing 1 million, what Hillary Clinton did. Forget John Edwards and Michael Bloomberg and Bill Clinton.
There's a lot to love about.
Don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. There's so much to love about the 2023 Subaru Ascent, like spacious three-row seating and symmetrical all-wheel drive. Buy with 3.9% financing or lease for just $359 per month. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
There's a lot to love about you.
The smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day. Like with Raycons. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycons got you covered. And Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands. But even if you know you'll love your Raycons, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase with buy now, pay later options and a free and easy return guarantee on every purchase. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, Trump has taken to calling Stormy Daniels horse face. So one of the texters says, how is horse face able to get away with breaking her non-disclosure agreement? Isn't a contract legally binding? Or is that now a joke? Yeah, well, I would say legally binding, if you're going to try to hurt a Republican, it is a joke. But she claimed later on that it was not a binding contract because he had never signed it. So again, there's more evidence that there was no such contract. So what's the big deal? So then she says, he said something about, you know, what she was and her former profession, trade. And she sued him for defamation. It was thrown out of court by a judge. It was so frivolous. And the judge ordered her to pay Trump's attorney fees of $300,000, and she hasn't paid him. I mean, this thing is so screwed up. And both of the lawyers, Cohen went to prison. He's out now. And Avenatti is still in prison. Stormy Daniels' attorney, among other things, he stole money from her. Any practiced extortion against, I think, Nike, the shoe company. So he's in prison until 2036. That's a long, long time away, especially for a white-collar crime. 844-500-4242. And 848 about the story I just told you about, me printing the story about the guy doing the bad thing in the kitchen sink that his wife accused him of. Carr, first you write bad things about this guy, then you see him living on the street, so you give him a couple of bucks to burn in his back. He wasn't living on the streets. He was a tradesman. He's doing pretty well. I ran into him. He was making a call. This was on Newberry Street, I think. And he said, "Hey, Howie." And I said, "Hey, what you doing?" And he said, "Oh, I want to get one of your books." And so I had some in the car. So, again, I was overcome with as close to remorse as I ever get. And so I gave him a couple of books and moved on. I won't mention his name, though.
Some Catholic, all right. Some Catholic guilt finally got you.
Grace, you've seen me when I get a deposition, a public document, and there's something good in there.
Yes.
It burns a hole in my pocket.
Yeah, you had me one time I had to take one of these depositions and like black out certain parts of it. And yeah. I was in Palm Beach, and I remember texting you and being like, I don't know if this is how you're supposed to black them out, because I was doing it on the computer and I started to get paranoid. Like, what if this isn't, I didn't know if I needed a real black marker. I felt like it was dicey territory.
Yeah. Can somebody control Z this on their computer?
Yeah, like, is there a way around it? All right, Howie, Trump wants to appear in handcuffs if he is charged in New York City. I think this is very reasonable. I mean, if you're going to...
What?
It says Trump wants to appear in handcuffs.
Who is this like a confirmed story? Do we have this as a public document?
So
is this in a court filing?
This is
Big hands. You're going to need bigger handcuffs. Put them on. Go ahead. Try.
It's not a confirmed. It's The Guardian. It's written up in the New York Post. It's just a report. But The Guardian is saying
The
that
Guardian.
Trump
also
told,
known as The Grannyed, because they have so many misprints.
But I think it tracks. Like, if you're going to arrest, if you're going to arrest him, he can make just as much out of this as the left can. I don't think he wants to do it via Zoom like they've suggested in the past. Like, oh, we'll arraign him via the internet. I think he wants to show
maybe
up in person.
Maybe so, because then he could carry around a pair of handcuffs for the entire campaign and say, if I'm elected, I'm going to put these handcuffs on Biden as soon as I'm sworn in. How about that? Maybe there's something to this.
No,
although I tend to think not.
I absolutely think he would prefer to go in person. He's an in-person kind of guy, you know? He wants that attention. If you're
Excuse me, officer, get out of the way of the camera, please. This is going to make a great T-shirt. Really great email going out.
I read an article today that said, I bet the person said he probably is going to have like a Cheshire grin on his face. And I thought, I wonder what face he would make in
that,
a mugshot.
I was wondering that too. He must be contemplating.
Well, they,
do
you
I
know,
serious
the,
face?
The I think it would
crisis,
be serious.
No, the crisis public relations people always say, if you get mugshotted, you got to have a smile on your face.
Really? Is that what they tell people?
Yes.
I was thinking of it this morning. I thought he might do that really serious face where he kind of like purses his lips up and like focuses
the furrowed
his eyes.
Brow.
Yeah, kind of squints his eyes a little bit. But then I thought maybe he would just do that big smile like he did during the debates.
Everybody say MAGA.
I don't know. I guess if that's what PR people say, how he's to smile, then that's what he should do. But listen, this does sound like Trump. It said, Trump told advisors of his plan, saying that if he has to go through the ordeal of getting arrested and arraigned, he'd prefer making it a spectacle, The Guardian said Wednesday, citing unidentified sources close to him.
I don't know. I mean, again, they have less credibility than the Daily Mail, but the Daily Mail said he was going to be indicted today, and that hasn't panned out.
I think Bob Costello put a little bit of a
damper.
Yeah.
On the festivities.
I think, you know, when everything he said contradicted what convicted felon Michael Cohen said,
right,
kind of left them up in the air about what
and
to
then,
do.
And Cohen's only response was, I didn't waive my attorney-client privilege. And then he goes, oh, really? Here it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Cohen is really looking weaker and weaker. My question, though, Howie, is about Alvin Bragg, because I think that, and you know, I've read a lot of stories, oh, this torches his credibility. He doesn't care. As long as you appear as though you were trying to get Trump, you can make a career out of that. You can be set for the rest of your life. You'll appear on CNN, you'll have a book, yada, yada, yada. But my question is now, if he gets cold feet.
This is bad. This would be very bad for his future.
Because then he's ticked off both sides, right?
Electoral politics. What?
Then he's ticked off both sides.
Right. He was a tease, as they used to say in high school, Grace.
Yes. I just think he has to go through with it at this point. Grace's news is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, your all-wheel drive headquarters. When roads get messy, a Toyota all-wheel drive SUV or truck will ease some stress in your commute. RAV4, Tacoma, Tundra, Camry, Highlander, 4Runner. Get yours online at toyotaofportsmouth.com. All right, now this is from American Greatness. U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Matthew Graves, an advisor to Joe Biden's presidential campaign who took over the powerful office in late 2021, sent a letter to the chief judge of the D.C. District Court warning up to 1,200 more individuals could face charges in regards to the January 6th investigation.
Yeah, and they say that there is practically nothing else going on in the D.C. federal courthouse except for January 6th business. And according to the same story that Grace just mentioned, one of the judges has already announced he's going to retire because he just can't take any more of these cases. And most of them so far have been glorified trespassing cases.
Yeah, parading
in federal court.
Parading in the Capitol, misdemeanors, you know, things that are pretty small.
But they're going to try to gin up the charges, because as I think Julie Kelly wrote the story, as she said, they're going to try to make the, they're still going to try to run on this. This is like, you know, like the Republicans after the Civil War ran on the bloody shirt of the Civil War. You know, they would just say, look at all the people that were killed. This is the Democrats' bloody shirt in the 21st century. One person dead, and it was a Trump supporter. But that's still enough. They think they're going to be able to get themselves another 4 years to finish wrecking the country.
But if this is all they're doing there, I mean, it's kind of like don't kill the job, you know?
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. They went after they indicted an Indiana couple this week. I mean, they've been. Are these people hardened criminals? Did they return to a life of crime in the Hoosier state starting in January 2021? I don't think so.
And as Howie mentioned, the Biden regime clearly, this is Julie Kelly writing, she says the Biden regime clearly wants to juice the numbers before the 2024 election season. Graves also indicated his team would ramp up the number of felony indictments. This is, you know what's interesting, Howie? The only time Democrats are interested in ramping things up as opposed to lowering charges or just eliminating charges altogether is if it has to do with Donald Trump. Like, you look at Alvin Bragg, and I know I'm going back to him now, but it's a perfect example that I'm trying to think who pointed this out, that this is the only time that he's not lowering something from a felony to a misdemeanor, but he's actually increasing a misdemeanor to a felony, and it's only because it's political. When you when there's real cases that need to be solved,
it's barely a misdemeanor if you look at the statute of limitations.
Yeah, it's really weak stuff. And Graves isn't wasting any time. As Howie pointed out, there was a married couple from Indiana, and 8 other people have been charged since March 1st. So just keep an eye out for that. The number of criminal cases related to the Capitol protest is expected to at least double before it's all over and before 2024.
How about all those parents who went to the school board meetings? And what about everybody every weekend who goes to a Latin mass?
I shudder to think.
Every courthouse in the country, or at least a lot of them, could be jammed with people once the FBI really, really gets revved up.
Not to mention if any of those people are pro-life, then you've really got a situation on your hands. You need a SWAT team.
Some of these Catholic churches have been attacked twice now, you know, by the Jane's Revenge or whatever they call it,
yeah.
that group. But we don't care about that, do we?
But Merrick Garland explained when he was in that hearing, Howie, that a lot of those happen at night. So they can't really look into it much further when it happens at night versus during the day. This is just a kind of a random last story here. I just wanted to get your take on it, Howie. Dick Van Dyke crashed his car into a gate in Malibu. He's okay. I mean, he had a bloody nose and he might have a concussion, so it's serious. But the reason I bring this up is because he's 97 years old and he's still driving. I mean, I have to imagine he has tons of money. And I saw the story and I thought, why is he still driving his own car?
I know. There was also a story today about another 90-something Hollywood legend, Clint Eastwood. And he's 92, and no one has seen him for more than a year. And so everybody's getting very concerned. You know, just like when Doris Day disappeared from public view a few years ago, everyone figured she was on her last legs.
Or Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons is another. I don't think there's any, discussion that Clint Eastwood is being held against his will, which was said of Richard Simmons. But yeah, it's the same thing. Someone disappears from view after they've been a major celebrity for decades. It's odd. But I mean, why doesn't he have a driver? You know?
And he looks like he's in good shape for 97. It's amazing. He looks very spry. But I just think if you have that much money, if I were someone in his family, I'd be like, you don't need to be driving anymore. You've made so much money.
I saw Bob Hope when he was 100. Down in Disney World.
Was he driving?
Once. No, he looked like
wasn't
he was
doing much of anything.
No, he wasn't. He was being moved somewhere. He was not good. But still, I
folks,
remember.
This is Bob. Please put me out of my misery. Hope.
It's pretty hard to. I later read a book about his escapades in his younger years. It was kind of hard to reconcile with what became of him. Although I guess, you know, it's the way of all flesh.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it for me, Howie. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Grace. 844-500-4242. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 is finally here. I've got one, and I'm sleeping better than ever. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over while you're sleeping. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in four levels. It's machine washable and dryable. If you don't trust my recommendation, don't worry. If you don't love your new MyPillow 2.0, you can always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatter! You!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
844-500-4242. A couple weeks ago, we had a cheap bastard deal that went really fast. Calitrin weight loss formula, stimulant-free and drug-free. It's a great way to lose weight and sleep better. It apparently helps you sleep better at night, according to Jared and other people who've used it. But Grace had it as Grace's goodies yesterday, Calitrin's healthy weight loss supplement. It's same deal as I had, $70 value for just $35. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store, HowieCarshow.com, click on store. There are a few left, Calitrin healthy weight loss supplements. If you didn't get any, they sold out very quickly on my show, and Grace got a few left here this afternoon. You can take advantage of the offer. 844-500-4242. 71 says, Dick Van Dyke married a woman almost 50 years younger. He gets around in more ways than one. Well, you know, there's a lot of that going around. I mean, Rupert Murdoch is 92, and he's just announced his engagement to his fifth.
It's all about round-the-clock sex.
Wife. She's a spring chicken at 66.
But how he said this is the one.
This.
I seriously almost read this yesterday on the news. He said, like, this time I know that this is the last woman I'm going to marry. Mm-hmm. Or something along those lines.
Do you know how long I've known Rupert Murdoch, Grace? I met wife number two.
Wow. You guys go way back.
I don't know how many people are alive who remember wife number one, but I that's the woman he brought to the Long Wharf Marriott with him when he was negotiating to buy the Boston Herald. That's how long ago that was. And then there was, of course, Jerry Hall was his previous wife, and she used to be married to Mick Jagger, right? And then I you know, the other ones, I'm just too far back, you know. You need a scorecard for all these betrothals, whatever you call them. Thank you, Grace. 844-500. And tell it, Calitrin is again. It's a really good product. And was, you know, Grace talked to the woman who has the company yesterday. Weight loss formula. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We've got some more sound cuts from Fauci, and I think that Ron DeSantis, when I first read what he had said to Piers Morgan, the Murdoch toady who conducted the interview with him for the New York Post, for Fox Nation, basically, and then it's being teased, you know, in the New York Post, and I'm sure by the weekend it'll be on the Fox News Channel. But he said one difference between him and Trump, this is Ron DeSantis, said he would have fired Fauci. And you know, I thought about it more and more. It really it really sounded good as a political, stump, part of a stump speech. And then I thought to myself, I'll bet they focus tested this. I'll bet they poll tested this. And everybody hated Fauci. And if you don't hate him, now here's yet another reason to dislike Fauci. This is, again, from this PBS series where he made all these asinine remarks and got his head handed to him by that guy in Southeast Washington, who told him he's not taking any untested vaccine and it's a pandemic of fear. But he said they have to break Republicans so they'll take it. This is more of Fauci's megalomania here. Cut 10.
Rand Paul was insidiously throwing into his little questions that the work that was done in the Wuhan lab, funded by a small grant from NIH, a strong implication that created a virus that made COVID. I have 10,000 grants throughout the world. What they've done is that they've looked at various grants and they make something of it that it isn't. The microbe they were working on not only was not SARS-CoV-2, it would be molecularly impossible for them to turn it into SARS-CoV-2. They were so different. It's kind of like you have a Chevrolet and you got a motorcycle. And you say, I want to make that Chevrolet into the motorcycle.
It would be molecularly impossible until it wasn't molecularly impossible. How insidious of Rand Paul and Howie Carr.